matter on our calendar is the admission on motion, applicants to the Bar of Ohio. Our procedure will be as follows. I'll ask each of the presenters, as I call your name, to come to the podium and briefly tell us why you believe the applicant you're representing would make an excellent member of the Bar of Ohio. I'd ask that the applicants, as you're being introduced, please stand in place so we can identify you. And at the end of the presentations, I'll ask the applicants to come forward, and Justice Lundberg Stratton will administer the oath. The first presenter is Melvin O'Brien.
Good morning, Your Honors. I have the privilege of presenting Joe Kristoff of our firm. Our firm is Dickey Nakimi in Chillicothe.
Thank you.
We have offices in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Steubenville, Ohio, and Wheeling, West Virginia. Mr. Kristoff was admitted to the Pennsylvania Bar in 1974, and he is a senior shareholder in our firm. And on a personal note, he's been a marvelous mentor. And I say that notwithstanding the fact that, based on the fact that he is one of my bosses and he drove me here to Columbus today. Joe is he's a marvelous man and an outstanding lawyer, and he's admitted again before the states of Pennsylvania and West Virginia. So I would respectfully move his admission.
Thank you. Thank you. James Gaynor.
Mr. Chief Justice, members of the court, it's my great pleasure to present Jeffrey A. Gollump for admission to the bar. Mr. Gollump is a lawyer who's practiced 10 years in Washington, D.C. He's been an employee of Synergy Corp for over 5 years. He's recently moved to Ohio. He's a graduate of Emory University School of Law and the College of William and Mary. I know him to be an exceptional person and an exceptional lawyer.
Thank you. George Jenkins.
First of all, I'd like to introduce some special guests of the nominee. First, her daughter, Juliet, her husband, Seth, and her parents, Carmel and Fran Masco. Marcia has been admitted to practice in the states of Pennsylvania, Minnesota, and Wisconsin for 13 years. She is an outstanding lawyer and of high moral character, and I move for admission to the state of Ohio.
Thank you. James Connolly.
Good morning. It is my pleasure this morning to move for the admission of my associate, Keith Hunsinger, who is a lifelong resident of Weirton, West Virginia, who has been admitted to the practice in West Virginia since 1995, as well as state court, as well as federal courts. He has demonstrated, since he's been to practice, competence in the general practice, and on that basis, we would move his admission.
Thank you. Dennis Karkov. Denise, I'm sorry. Said it too quickly.
Okay. Good morning. It's my pleasure to introduce to you Erin Karsmer. She is a colleague of mine at Jones Day, Ravison Pogue in Cleveland, Ohio. She comes to us from Boston. She's admitted in both Massachusetts and New York, and she is an outstanding lawyer and of high moral character.
Okay.
I have the next one, too.
Sure.
I'd like to also introduce to you Stephen Karsmer. I've known Stephen for 2 years, and he's also admitted in Massachusetts and New York, and is an outstanding lawyer and very high moral character.
Thank you. Gregory Gorospe.
Mr. Chief Justice, members of the court, it's my pleasure to present to you today Nicholas Kondolian. Nicholas has been a member of the California Bar since 1991. He is a corporate attorney of good repute in California. He's moved back to Ohio to be with his family. I've known Nicholas since high school, and I've known him to be a community leader, a person of with good moral values, and actually worked with him on one project where his firm, Pillsbury Madison at the time, asked me to act as local counsel, and through that I know him to be a fine attorney. I respectfully suggest that, or request that he be admitted to practice in Ohio.
Thank you. Timothy Grady.
May it please the court, I'm here to move for the admission of Sean Lyle, who's my